Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday night, and welcome everybody. A program where you can talk about something that you're mad about or glad about,
nice.
Or even in between. All right, we'll try to get the phones open.
Yep, they're open.
And take phone calls. What I'm mad about, one of the things, is what's going on in China.
Yeah, I see that.
Now, you know, Inner Sight doesn't just talk about what's going on and leave it at that. No, we believe in solutions. And we have what we believe is the solution for what's going on in China. Now, the Chinese have many doctors, very knowledgeable with herbs and acupuncture and all that. So why aren't they calling upon that to help people? You know, they have it at their disposal. The great Dr. Nan Lu travels to China
to get herbs.
Once or twice a year when he's able to.
Yeah.
To work with the Grand Master. So they have that. So what is the big deal? You know, they don't have to create any policy. Get the people to these doctors. I'm sure that they, you know, could have acupuncture facilities all over China. And the herbs and all that. So you see, people make things worse.
Yeah, they
happens
do.
All the time. Now, this stupid jackass here in this country, Fossey, I call him Fotty. I mean, what a stupid thing to say that we're still in a pandemic. Well, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means to me. That they're a bunch of jackasses. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Proof in point, me. Let's come back to what happened to me, too.
They put,
almost died.
Yeah, they put a vaccination together overnight. They don't know anything about it. Now, keep in mind that most people who have taken that vaccination are already on several other drugs.
Yes, they are.
So they got to mix with the drugs. Then on top of that, they want you to have a flu shot, you know.
Yeah.
And all the while, not one damn word about the immune system.
Nothing.
See? How to strengthen the immune system to keep things away from you and to keep them mild if you do get them.
That's right.
So these doctors, now this guy's supposed to be the head doctor at the White House. I wouldn't trust him with a can of piss.
Don't look for that bad.
You know?
Sorry.
I mean, he's stupid. The pandemic is still on. Well, then what the hell do we need you for? Why are we paying you all this money?
Yeah.
That's my take on the whole thing. You know? I mean, look at what happened. The pandemic is still on. They refuse to teach people and to call in doctors who know about the immune system. That guy in Germany that we heard months ago on with Gary Knoll, he told them.
That's right.
You can't fool the human body. It's going to happen that they're playing with fire. And look what happened.
Yeah, how many
the pandemic
variants?
Is still on.
And there's so many variants, too.
You know what
that
the pandemic is? I'm going to tell you what the pandemic is. The pandemic is these jackass doctors who aren't helping people to build their immune system.
That's freaking true.
Pandemic in this country.
It is.
That's what it is. All right? Because viruses have been around for thousands of years. You cannot stop viruses. You never will. You know, you can minimize them by strengthening people's immune system.
But you know what boggles my mind? if you see that there is a virus that has the same backbone as the common cold, why can't you go in and obliterate it? I think, okay, now don't think I'm wrong here, that there is a power play happening here and people don't see it. There is somebody totally
responsible
for this.
They don't want you to have a good immune system.
That, and yes, that's very true.
They're destroying the immune system of people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing.
I remember when
and
I first
giving
got
them
it,
drugs
I got really scared.
On top of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people are drugged up as it is.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine was taking blood pressure medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the pressure went up.
Oh, wow.
He goes to the doctor,
mm.
and the guy says, this medicine is not working, obviously. So we gotta put you on another one. He said, the only thing is you may have to go to the hospital because this other medicine could damage your liver. I mean, what the hell kind of jackasses go to school for all those years and are so stupid?
I tell you one thing. I learned a lot this past hospital admission. I almost died. Okay? And
yeah, could
you
listen
tell
you
to
these
I was
damn
not
doctors?
Responsive. Yeah, I was not responsive at all, which is scary.
Sure,
very scary.
They gave you too much poison.
Yes, they did.
And
now
it was complicated.
Now I cut it down at least in half. I have to keep going.
It was complicated by the fact that you can't read any of the damn bottles.
That's the truth.
You know, you can't leave this stuff in a bottle and read the label on the bottle and say, oh, this is the wrong thing, this is the right thing.
Half the time, I'm going with my fingers. If I can't see it, if it has a shiny coating, it must be this pill. If it has a dull coating, it must be.
Yeah, well,
if it's colored, I still could see colors.
That shouldn't
but
be.
I can't see
that's
them
a
well.
Real safety concern that the government should fix immediately.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't give a damn about us, obviously.
Yep.
Anyway, may have a glad Monday. And we're brought to you by my friends Tom and Michelle at Shelby's Kitchen. So it's on out in Bellport, New York, 124 South Country Road. And here's the phone number, 631-286-0444. So go in there and get some good food and... you'll notice a picture of Milton in there, the guide dog. Michelle told me that somebody drew a picture of Milton on the wall or painted it or whatever. Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation through negligence.
You know,
and,
that went all the way up. That was a call that wasn't supposed to be really taken, you know?
What call? What are you talking about?
Meaning the call to keep that dog in the car. You know?
The call to keep the dog? I don't understand what you're saying.
Meaning, I just said the call from the high enchilant of the, what do you call, the dog school. What happens is that they called in and probably spoke with the girl who was keeping the dog in this bad predicament.
Wow. Well, I don't know about that, but the trainer left the dog in the car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sealed
I don't
up.
Think it was only her.
Well, no, obviously not.
Mm-mm.
No, I think all the school officials should be responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
They should have accounted for that dog.
That's right.
Nobody did, you know. Anyway, Shelby's Kitchen.
I'm sorry.
631-286-0444. And if you'd like to call for justice for Milton and a more severe punishment for his killers, here's the district attorney's number in Suffolk County, 631-853-4104. Spencer Mendez is the has been assigned to the case, last I heard. That number again, 631-583-4104. Mendez tell him to come down hard on these people, you know, as hard as he can, who killed
yeah.
Milton.
It's disgraceful. Right.
So that's
what they did.
Shelby's Kitchen, don't forget, Bellport, New York. And their number 631-286-0444. Hey, we're brought to you by Big East Takeda Rescue in New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And thank you for my dog's food. And, you know, you want a great dog, adopt an Akita. And if you let the Akita Rescue know what you want the dog for,
well,
they'll try to accommodate you as
mm-hmm.
best they can. So Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, the Big East Akita Rescue. And the email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Let me give you that number again, 609-388-7004, or the email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. All right, in a sight around the world, Mad or Glad Monday, and brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, call Gary at 631-484-3085, and you'll be able to get the dog food and the cat food, and ask
mm-hmm.
them about the veterinarian services. Speaking of Shelby's Kitchen, we may have Tom and Michelle on the show Thursday.
Oh, that's good.
So we'll find out, confirm that. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, here in Suffolk County. Their phone number is 631-880-7929. There's a number up on their website under Inner Sight if you want to help to get rid of these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. You can call 631-487-2083. That number again, 487-2038. There's the number, 487-2038.
Yes,
and
correct.
We are trying to straighten out the petition.
Oh, yeah.
So people can find it easily.
We're having apologize a little trouble with that.
We apologize that people have had trouble finding the petition, but we're working on that and hopefully get it straightened out soon.
Hopefully tomorrow.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call it in here. Brought to you by Third Eye Insight, where you can learn how to protect yourself and have some fun and stay in shape. Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez, the director over there. And the number 631-445-3464. 445-3464, 631. For the Third Eye Insight on Fernandez. And I want to say hello to my good friends, Dave and Audra Ross, the attorneys in Manhattan. Dave lost his mom a couple of years ago to one of the big, fancy hospitals.
Great.
Eleanor was blind, and David told me that she was greatly mistreated in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's common.
And that's not normal for that one.
It's mm-hmm. common amongst how they treat blind people in those places.
Yeah, it is.
So, Dave Ross, David and Audra, attorneys, negligent lawyers, 212-425-1020, New York City, Lexington.
Sorry.
Lexington Avenue. I'll give you that number again. 212-425-1020, David Ross and Audra, good friends of Inner Sight for many, many years. All right, around the world, mad or glad, Monday.
I have some mad when you're ready.
The number here is 213-816-1650. And Susie has a mad. What are you mad
yes,
about?
Yes, she does. And she's very mad, too. I have no, after the hospital, they didn't put the aids in place. And I had to go calling around freaking Farmingdale and every town to find some of the nurses and stuff to see what's going on, if I'm going to be getting, you know, this or not. Then I went to go and get the, fair hearing phone number from them. They didn't give it to me. I'm like, what is going on here? I might have to call a politician, which might not be so
I would call the director of that agency and say, I want the mm-hmm. fair hearing number right now. That's
if they don't do it, what recourse do you have? Really?
You gotta have it. It's got to be on their literature.
I can't read that.
Well, they got to tell you.
I can't even read my
gotta
number
give you
that's
alternative
on the card.
Service, which means they have to tell you the damn number. But
yeah, that's
call the owner or the director.
Right.
Who owns that place?
I have no idea. I have to find out.
Well, you got
to
find out.
Yeah, I'm very pissed
call
off at
in.
The agency, not the... And then they said, you wanted placement for now instead of December 1st? You see this bull? They did this to me twice already. Oh, the hospital said you weren't discharged. Find out again. Ask if you question it. You know,
I
you
wouldn't even talk to them. You need a you should
no,
have
I'm
a
just
hearing.
Saying this online. I'm saying it now. I don't care what people think what I have to say, as long as it's right. I know I was right. When I came out of the hospital, I should have had service the next day, period. And that's what they told me
to
I was
get a
have,
hearing
and
date
I never got it.
And send a text to Eyewitness News. Tell them when the hearing date is. And that they refuse to give you AIDS for 3 days.
More than that, it'll be. It'll be about a week.
Whatever, how many
when
days?
When we're set or done.
That's what you should do.
Yeah, I know. My husband said this is old. Hopefully my aid comes tomorrow, and I'm not going to let this fall by the wayside. Don't. Let me tell you,
I would still
changing.
Get the hearing.
Yeah, I'd still get the hearing, too. I'm going to try, at least, get the number.
Call and
they
demand to be... connected to the director's office. You want me to call you? Let me know. I'll call.
No. I'll have to. No, I could call. I get pissed off enough. Believe
don't
me.
Let them get
things
away
start
with
shaking.
This. They've done it to
no,
you before.
I can't. Yeah, no.
It's a repeated
I
offense. I should
have had it in place the day after. That's usually the policy. That wasn't, you know, they should have called to see if I was out. Somebody questioned it, and they never followed
through.
And
how do you know they're telling you the truth that the hospital didn't contact them? How do you know that?
No, the hospital did contact them, but told them that I was going to be out on December 1st. But I wasn't. I was out before that, before the holiday weekend. And they really messed that one up. They've got to confirm things. They don't
no, when
do
you called them and told them you were home, that should have been good enough.
Exactly. And I did.
The hell
I didn't
the
have to call
said.
Them. No, I didn't have to. Technically, you're not supposed to have to call them. It's just supposed to go through the
discharge
planning.
Yeah, but they're claiming that they had December 1st.
Right. That isn't
I don't
the
believe
only time
them.
This place made a mistake. I don't believe them either.
I don't believe them.
I don't believe them either. You think I do?
I
oh, my gosh. Today it took forever just to get a phone call into them. My husband then called. He got pissed off. He called. Because he really didn't believe me. He thought that I was just not wanting to make the call at the phone number. I said, go right ahead. Make the call. Oh, he made the call, all right, and he got real upset with them. Do you blame him? He has to help me with
everything. I would get the
director's
office and get that number, that hearing number.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Because if they don't give it to you, that's another thing against them.
Yeah, I know.
They have to give you that number. They're obligated.
I know. But when I told you that they didn't give you the number, you didn't flinch. You just said, fair hearing. I said, of course, yes. I'm just telling you what happened.
Don't let them off the hook.
I can't. It's my life
they'll do
that
it to
they're
you again.
Playing with. They'll do it again. They did. This is the second time they did it to me. The second
time. That's
why
you shouldn't let them off the hook. That's why you got to have a fair hearing.
That's right.
All right.
I
inside
wonder
brought
give
you.
Me. They might not give me anything.
We're brought to you by Able News.
Uh-oh, here comes my cue.
Let's run the Able News.
Yep. Hold on.
Live on InnerSight.
Live on InnerSight. It's taking forever to load right now. Sorry, Frank. Give
Man
me a
of
second.
Glad Monday.
Here it is. It's coming, but it's taking its time. Really, what is going on with this? Oh, here it is. Okay. Finally got it. Sorry. Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, InnerSight, Matt of Glad Monday, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those who have perished at the hands of evildoers. Go an extra mile for a child. InnerSight reminds you. All right. Check the line to see if we got anybody.
I didn't callers. See anything, but I'm going to try again. Hold on. Let me refresh.
The number here is 213-816-1650. Man are glad.
Yep.
And I heard something, a friend of mine who I respect very much likes this guy, Kramer.
Yeah,
I'm not so sure I agree with it. He made a stupid statement.
Oh, really?
According to CNBC. He said, we have to have more unemployment. I mean, what kind of a moron
services?
Is this guy?
No, I mean, probably unemployment benefits. I don't know about more unemployment.
No. Unemployment, he said.
Really?
He didn't say benefits.
Wow.
According to what the news, what the headline was.
Yeah.
So I don't see where this guy is helping anything.
Well,
He
already said people who are his customer, who have been his customer over the years, already have, gotten a good amount of money from the stock market and all of that. So guess who's calling? Our friend Joe. I just peeked in, and he just
now,
came in.
Now, there is one thing that my friend Ali enlightened me on, that now you can invest. You don't have to have a lot of money to invest anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one good
thing.
It's
gone down tremendously.
Yeah. That's one good thing.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know where this guy Kramer is coming from, saying that we got to have more people have to lose their jobs. I mean, to me, that's a stupid approach.
Yeah,
would you say
I
we have a caller?
I don't know what he meant by that. I would have had to hear it in context.
I don't know what he meant by it either.
Exactly.
It doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't, but I don't know. That was just a weird comment, and that's like Kramer. That's
It'd be interesting to see if he retracts it tomorrow.
Oh, I don't think he will, but we'll see.
I don't know. All right. Who's on the line? We have a caller?
Yes, we do. We have Joe, long time no see. Let me get him through.
All right. In a sight, hello. Hello, Joe.
Well, boys and girls, it has been a while. So I thought I'd call in and find out how you guys are doing. How's the struggle?
The struggle's real. I almost died, for real.
How's that happen, Susan?
It was the medicine that I was taking. I sort of, you know, I made a mistake. My aide made a mistake in telling me what, you know, that the medicine, she kept grabbing the wrong thing.
Doctors made a mistake.
Too. I think, truthfully, it was one of the medicines that I took, and then taking another set of medicine with it just really was not a good medicine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
When you're mixing medicines, even if the doctor prescribes them, like, for example, I had a toothache a few years ago. And by the way, how you doing, Frank?
I'm good.
Yeah, you go.
Nice to hear you, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a little while, you know.
Yeah. You know, you ever put up a petition on
change.org? Tell us about your toothache.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, right? So what happened is my dentist, doing the normal procedure, she gives me amoxicillin, which is supposed to be in low supply now, okay? They're cutting back on the penicillin derivatives, apparently.
Oh,
somehow,
really?
I don't know why. Yeah. So if you need amoxicillin, get it now.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, she prescribed me a painkiller, normal painkiller. So what happened, I was taking them, no problem. Then I took them one day, and I don't know what happened, but they contraindicated, each other.
Uh-oh.
And I got an anxiety attack.
Oh, God.
And I'm telling you, I had an and it only lasted about 3 seconds. And I was ready to call 911. Yeah, 911.
That's bad. Wow.
Yeah. I never had an anxiety attack in my life. Now, when I hear people talk about anxiety attacks, I sympathize with them. Because, you know, I've always had, like, a lifetime of pain, chronic pain in one way or another. But this thing made me want to call 911 for an ambulance. And it only lasted 3 seconds. I can only imagine how I would have felt if it lasted like a half an hour. I would have wanted to commit either suicide or homicide. So, oof. So you better
watch
out for
it, man. You're all right.
Yeah, yeah. But can you imagine the intensity of something like that for 3 seconds? And you want to call an ambulance.
Well, it shows you how some of these medicines should not even be on the market.
Yeah. Right?
Absolutely. So
I think more organic stuff should come on the market more than that, you know?
Well, that would help.
Yeah.
You know,
tremendously.
These doctors ought to do more searching to help people than they do, you know.
That's true.
Because they only know of one way to help somebody, you know. Oh, this medicine doesn't work, give them the other one, give them this. And all these medicines are full of side effects.
Yes, they
There's
are.
There's other things
lot,
you can take that don't have side effects. What?
Yeah, I was about to say, those medicines, a lot of times, because you're correct about whatever they learn in college, that's all they know. And they don't even really keep up with the times. So they learn from the textbooks, and, you know, everybody kisses their ass every time they go into a room. And everybody's going, oh, well, thank you, doctor, thank you, doctor, thank you, doctor, thank you, doctor. So they develop this
I can't do that. I ask a lot of questions.
You should. But I bet you it annoys you, unless you've been with your doctor for a few years, I bet it annoys him or her. They don't like to be questioned. They tell you that you should question.
Right.
It's your responsibility for your own health.
Yeah.
But the, no, and the medicine.
I
forget about it.
Stop interrupting, Suzanne.
I couldn't
hear. Please, let Joe talk.
No
you
problem.
Keep interrupting him.
Sorry, I can't hear it.
Go
my
ahead,
hearing's
Joe.
Going.
Oh, you can't? How's
no.
it better now?
Why?
Well, then, all right, in any case, the doctors, they don't know what they're doing. They seriously don't. I happen to like alternative medicine. That doesn't mean that those people who practice it, they all know what they're doing. They probably don't either. But it's always good to check out another opinion from another another genre, because it's your body, your health, you know? And
your
doctors,
life.
They have a vested interest. They have a vested interest in keeping you sick. How do they make money if they keep making people well?
Yeah, right. It's like they don't want you to be well.
No.
You're well, you don't go to them.
That's true.
You don't need them.
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. right. So if everybody was okay, we wouldn't have all these doctors flying around, right? There'd be such a glut on the market. Right.
How much money do I spend on a doctor every year?
Zero.
Take a guess.
Zero.
Well, Suzanne said zero, so you have insurance. But unless you also, even if you don't have insurance, if you say these doctors are no good, I'm going to somebody else. You can go to a naturopath. I would imagine you don't spend more than $100 a year on doctors.
Yeah. It's not that I have insurance. I don't go to them.
Yeah. He just doesn't do it.
Hey, I'm the same way. You know why I'm well? Even though I have chronic pain, because I don't want to go see a doctor. I almost punched out a doctor one time at the VA.
I almost did.
The guy was getting on my nerves, you know. Mm-hmm. So I stood up. When I stood up, he calmed down. He wasn't so bossy, right?
There you go.
Because he knew I was just about to take a swing at him. And like I said, I was in the VA hospital, so they would have arrested me right away.
Yes, they would have.
You know.
The MP would have been right around the corner.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of these bastards are really like, they get on your nerves. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
And those nurses aren't any better. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go. I do. Because we're obnoxious. Yeah. If I was feeling bad, so that's why I was about to knock the guy out. But the if I wasn't feeling that bad, I would have just, you know, talked to him. But
yeah.
I just wasn't in the mood. When you're sick, you don't think.
You don't care.
All you want to do is you don't want any irritation. You don't want anybody bugging you. And you can't. You know, so it's a good thing you calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, you were in the Army?
Air Force.
Oh, nice.
Air Force. What did you? What was your job in the Air Force?
I had a nice plush job. I wanted. You know what? I went into the Air Force to be a pilot. I went in the Air Force as a teenager, and that scumbag recruiter told me, "Yeah, no problem, you can fly." So I sign up. I become an accountant in the Air Force.
Oh,
but I wanted to fly.
Yeah,
and then I find out that the program they once had, they extinguished it. And this bastard lied to me just so I could get into the Air Force so he can get his bonus.
So you couldn't transfer to another division and get training as a pilot?
Nope. They eliminated the program altogether.
Yeah, that's happened a lot.
That's
I used
weird.
To work at the
VA. I went in as a teenager, so I didn't go in with a college education. You got to be college educated to be a pilot. So if I went in there after college, it would have been different. They would have had, of course, training. But when you go in there and you only have a high school education, right? Now you can go through college in the Air Force, but I didn't want to stay in the Air Force. You know, I wanted out.
I don't blame you.
So I got out.
So where did
how long were you in? What did you do, the 4 years?
Yep, I did the whole four.
Wow. Where did
and then as soon as I got... Huh?
Where did they send you? Or you were in the United States?
Oh, Arizona.
The whole time? Oh, that's not bad, though.
No, it was a good tour.
Yeah.
You know, Arizona was good. Everybody wanted to go to Germany. I wanted to go to Germany, but when I talked to people who went to, that was supposed to be your dream assignment, was to go to
really?
Germany, right? Overseas, and you're meeting the Fräuleins and all of that good stuff. When I talked to people who went to Germany, they said it wasn't all that good. It was just another assignment. It wasn't special.
One of my cousins is there right now.
In Germany?
Yeah. In Germany, yeah.
Air Force or what branch?
I think he was Air Force, yeah.
Yeah?
He's at Germany now, yeah. He got a civilian position, though, after he retired, did his tour two times. He did two times of a tour there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, at least he's, at least he's safe. Because when you're in the Air Force, they can send you to an assignment that's kind of there. I was in during the Nam era, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they could have sent me to Nam.
Anyway. Yeah.
And then, even if you were in the Air Force, from what I understand, they would have you doing perimeter duty. You know,
oh, wow.
Which meant if there was like an attack, like the famous, what was it, the Tet Offensive, you'd have to grab a gun and protect your base. But luckily, I had a plush job, 9 to 5. That's what it was, basically.
Nice.
So it was nice.
Yeah.
But you get tired of saluting all these generals and colonels and lieutenants and saying, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, yay. Forget that.
Exactly. I was very shaky when I got
your
home
phone
from the hospital.
Is cracking up.
I'm sorry.
You're breaking up, Suzanne. I'm going to put myself on mute. That might be my problem, too. I'll put myself on mute. That might help.
I don't understand why it's so difficult for them to get the voice down on this. A lot of times we get this interference. I don't know.
It might be the phone. Who knows what?
Well, no, I have the good phone. This time.
Oh, it was all right for a while. Now it sounds
no,
like...
No, I got kicked out. I got kicked
gravitating
out
down.
Yeah, I know. But I got kicked out while you guys were talking, so I had to call back. So, hang on. Let me see what's going on with this phone. Maybe... Hold on.
All right. Maybe you better redial in.
How's this phone? Is it better or worse?
Yeah, it sounds a little better.
A little better? Okay. It was the phone.
So
I have two
far.
Phones. So far.
Nah,
right?
You're breaking up again.
I am? Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. I'll dial in. I'll be back.
All right. Inner Sight. And the phone number here, 213-816-1650, mad or glad Monday, anything you're mad about or glad about. And what I want to talk about is a mad concerning a woman and a couple who's become good friends in the last few months about the death of a guide dog at a school.
Oh, that's horrible,
and,
man.
Negligence on the part of a trainer.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible thing, and she got off with a slap on the wrist. Now, what's happening now is when the whole thing happened, the school got on the news and said that they would talk to Michelle when she was ready to get another dog, all right? That's when they were trying to call this an accident. Then, when Michelle filed charges against the school, now they don't want anything to do with her. And plus, here's a fact that people don't know. If you apply to another guide dog school, they ask you a question on the application. Have you ever had a guide dog before? And you got to tell them. When and where and all that stuff. Now, keep in mind that there's no law to protect the individual who's applying. So if they find out, any school finds out that she's suing a guide dog school, I don't believe any school is going to give her a dog.
That's true.
That's the dilemma that you're in with these schools, because there's no regulation, no licensing, no law to protect your safety, which, you know, what a guide dog brings to you when you're blind. So there's a dilemma right there that the government should immediately remedy, you know, and I tried to get my congressman to do it, and he wouldn't do a damn thing. I said, you got the ADA.
Yeah,
now, the ADA says, the Americans with Disability Act says that anyone can train a service dog. They give us that much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So why not amend that law to protect people when dealing with these schools? So there's the situation that they killed her dog. Now it looks like she's going to be barred from all these schools.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be blackballed, right? Of course, like what you were saying. No matter what situation you're in, if you sue one entity, one particular type of organization, your name is probably going to be sent around, and you're going to be blackballed from the other organizations.
Yeah.
Now, to answer the question, which you didn't even ask, about the politicians don't give a rat's ass about the American people. They never did, and they never will. All they care about is power. And even if you write to congressmen, you can send them emails, you can send them letters, you can knock on their door. They can be nice and polite and send you back form letters, but they're not going to care. That's what I wanted to talk to you guys about months and months and months and months ago, about how to get the attention of these scumbags. You've got to form with other groups. Let's say you've got in your group, you've got 100 people. You form with another group as 100 people. Now you got 200. You form with another group. Maybe you got 300. Now you go to your congressman and you say, hey, bub, not just me. I've got 299 other people here who are going to do what I recommend. So I'd like for you to investigate this particular situation. Now that makes a little bit more of an impact. So the more people that you have in your organization or organizations working together, and that's going to be a hard part. Everybody wants to be the boss.
Excuse me, Joe. When I went to my congressman, I have over 75,000 names on a petition that people want these schools licensed and regulated. And he didn't even pay attention to that.
That's right.
No, huh?
You know.
Huh.
No.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because he might have believed. He should have. But you know what? He might have believed you weren't going to press the issue. If you have 75,000, that should be a hell of a lot. A hell
it
of
is.
A lot of influence.
That's
but
right.
But if they, for some reason, believe that they're not going to move forward with, you know, they're just names on a piece of paper, but unless those people make noise... Right?
That's right.
And continuously make noise. These scumbags don't care about Americans at all.
That's why you need money to set these things up. Because most blind people are afraid of these schools. They're not going to do a damn thing. In fact, there's a rumor going around on Facebook that this woman, Michelle, had something to do with the death of her dog. You know, the school is setting her up.
Yeah.
I believe.
To take her down, yeah.
Maybe. Yep. And these guide dogs, I remember listening to a program you guys had about a month ago where there was a dog named Willie, something like that, had died and was very instrumental in the life of the owner, how it protected the owner and guided the owner around, and when the dog died, there was, you know, an official burial for the dog, a funeral. People were missing the dog who weren't even owners of the dog. because these dogs are very, very important.
We need
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're putting together a package where we want to honor Milton.
Milton,
the guide
yeah.
dog in different parts of the country, and that way maybe get, you know, get the word out that people need to come together, like you said, and do something about this. So we're gonna honor the dog.
Yeah, I think that's the best approach.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do.
Show the people how important guide dogs are, because
right.
they're more than just, you know, they seem to be, you know, kind of friendly. They're very accommodating to the owner. They lie down when the owner says lie down, stuff like that. But without the dog, the person can't go down the street, can't go to the store, can't cross the street unless the dog is fully trained and is loved by the owner. So people have to wake up to that.
Right. I agree. That's why we're going to honor Milton.
I'm sorry. I didn't get too far when I tried to get a guide dog because I think, I don't know if they know that I'm affiliated with Frank, but I don't care what they think, to be honest. I just want to, you know, get a guide dog because I have limited sight. So I, you know, asked, and they just outright told me no, that the program no longer existed. And then I find out two weeks later that it did assist, it was
well, those schools lie all the time. They're a bunch of damn lies. Look how they lied about Milton.
Yeah, I know.
What do you expect from those bastards?
That's the same damn school that I tried for.
Same school, huh?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not
going to
take up too much more of your time, guys. I'm going to go because now it's time for me to eat.
Oh,
so
okay.
Anyway, hey.
Enjoy.
Keep up the good fight. I'll talk to you guys again.
Thanks for calling
in,
Joe. Appreciate it.
Yes. Yes. Take care.
All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. If you have one, 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night is open mic where you can pick your own subject as long as you keep it clean. And let's see, Wednesday night we have the nursing home show. And we are going to try to get that petition straightened out once and for all.
Yeah.
Because it's very important that people can click it on very easily. 847 New York. Mad or Glad Monday. Thursday, Thursday we may have the croupers on.
Right.
We're talking about Milton and all that. By the way, since I'm on the subject, let me give the number for the Suffolk County District Attorney where you can voice your outrage that the punishment for Milton's killers doesn't look like it's going to be very severe. The one woman who left the dog in the van got off very easily. Community service. Anyway, the DA's number is 631-853-4104. Mendez is the district attorney's name, Spencer Mendez. Once again, 631-853-4104. Call and voice your outrage that more severe punishment. And I'm gonna call the district attorney myself and see if he would be open to doing a news conference with us to call for stronger laws when somebody kills a guide dog.
I agree with that. I really
it's worth a shot. Worth
it
a
is
shot.
Worth a shot.
I don't know. If he's a Democrat or Republican, I don't think it matters. But I'm going to try to get to the DA or his secretary and see if they would be open to joining in a site in a news conference like that. Because I think we need to get we need to make the point that a guide dog is just like somebody's eyes. If you destroy somebody's eyes, you're in big ass trouble.
That's right.
All right. Now, in sight. What? Go ahead.
I still haven't met her, Glad.
Go ahead.
Okay. So after all of that, I find out after 34 years of me being on this wheelchair and people not knowing what I have, and then all of a sudden now I have MS all these years, it's just like, it was a, like, shot in the dark for them. But for me, it was like, holy cow, I cannot believe they missed this. This is something that you can't miss, you know? But they did. I don't know how they missed it all those years.
Well, you got to be careful. Maybe the brain is mimicking MS because of all the drugs. And you clear out the drugs, you may not have it anymore. That's why you got to go to somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
Oh, I plan to. I am. I'm not just sitting around this time.
You got to get to the bottom of it.
I mean, I don't know if anybody knows, I almost literally lost my life because of the medicines interacting with each other.
You went unconscious. You know,
and
that's what
that
I'm saying. Maybe
yeah.
maybe those lesions on the brain, because of all these medicines you're taking, and they could
possibly
be cleared out.
It might not be. Yeah.
They could be cleared out if you take certain supplements and acupuncture and whatever else.
Yeah.
You know, so you gotta find out. I wouldn't take those tests as Bible, because a lot of them are not accurate, and they could be just showing that because of the drugs, is what I'm saying.
I understand, but no, they labeled that something differently. They said I had
encephalopathy. You gotta find out.
The drugs, the medicine that I was taking, they said I had encephalopathy from it. It gave me an inflammation of the brain. Yeah, but that didn't mean the lesions were separate from that. That's what I was told. It's old lesions, meaning they've been there a while. You know, so I don't know. I can't tell you.
Well, there's all kinds of good
it.
Things that you can take, but you got to go to the right person.
Yeah, I am. But I'm going to speak to my doctor first.
The wrong person's only going to give you more drugs.
No, you know what I'm going to tell my doctor? Listen, I'm stopping meds. I don't care what you say. I'm stopping meds. I want him to know, because I want to know which ones to stop first, if he's going to really be serious about it, you know?
Well, you got to look out. He doesn't turn you into the law.
Why would he?
Because they could label that as you want to commit suicide. You're stopping the medicine.
Talk to me and tell me.
You
got to
be very careful with that.
Yeah, no. No,
I would say you want to take better stuff. Because this stuff almost
kills
you.
Yeah, he knows about that. Yeah, it's true. And he was the one warning me about it, too. Because
yeah.
you can't keep taking this type
tell
of
him,
medicine.
Tell him to look it up
problems.
On the internet and get you better stuff.
That'd be good. I'd see if he'd find me better stuff.
I bet you any money he
really
won't
good.
Do it.
No, actually, he said you would have had to start the good healing stuff before you started this. That was before they took all the medicine away.
I don't agree with that. Right away they're trying to get out of it. I don't agree with that. It's never too late, as long as you're alive.
Yeah, that's true. I think, and
in
I also
sight,
stopped it.
All right.
Okay.
You got to make sure that you go to somebody who's going to help you get off of that stuff and get on better stuff. That's.
I hope
thing.
So. Yeah.
So I look at
I really do. I've come to the point, I'm to the brink of almost losing my life. Now I'm so aware, and so I go through every medicine like a fine-tooth comb. I take the medicine, and I look online now. I've been doing that for the last few days, looking online for Berg stuff. I remember one time you mentioned Jerry Hickey. I didn't know if I wanted to ask him. I'm, like, trying to go through stuff, and I have to get a number of stuff together for Dr. Burke, because he gives that free consultation. I wanted to do that, you know.
Yeah. All right, inner sight. live, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. And isn't it incredible? I'll go back to what this guy Fossey said. Now, what something was came out of the White House. Oh, the White House criticized China.
Yeah.
For not allowing people to peacefully demonstrate. All right.
Yeah, they were peacefully demonstrating.
Yeah, that's what the Biden administration said, that they should be allowed to do that.
Right.
You know, over there in China.
Wow.
But this guy Fossey, man, he really, I don't know where this guy's coming from and why he continues, to pound on this. And you know, I think he's got something up his sleeve.
I think, listen to me carefully, because it's been like something that's been warned that there's going to be more virus-like conditions coming out, but worse than even what we have. I think it's germ warfare, but that's just me. That was never investigated really well. That wasn't.
Well, if that's what it is, then obviously what they're doing is not working.
That's right.
That's what I said before.
Yeah.
It's not working. You're stupid.
It's meant not to work, you know?
Yeah. Your stupid system.
Not to work. Yeah.
It's like what happened to you. They gave you all those damn drugs, and look what happened. Did it help you?
A big failure. No. Instead, it was a big failure.
Same thing with the virus.
Yeah.
If there is a virus.
Well, I know there is a virus. It's just that, you know what it was?
We know that there's viruses all over the place.
Right. But there's many SARS viruses that stem from the backbone of the cold virus, the common cold. So if you wanted to really send around a virus to kill people, you sure did a damn good job. Now you're going to go back and
do it again. I wonder how many
people
went through what you went through, who took the similar drugs or the same drugs and mixed them up and you know.
Oh, they wouldn't have.
And went into an unconscious state.
Yeah.
And many of them died.
Yeah.
You know, in the hospital, and they labeled them as having a virus.
I don't blame. Yeah, you'd get more money that way. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the hospital got so much per body, didn't they?
Yeah.
If I'm remembering right.
Yeah, we found that out. Yeah.
So there's all kinds of phony things going on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to use it.
Oh,
a person comes
are.
Into the hospital, they're unconscious, they run all these tests, they come up with a condition, and they can put a label on it and get money from the government. You know they're going to do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Totally.
All right, in a sight, wild oil of oregano kills virus.
Yes,
get
does.
Some of that.
I have it.
Put a couple of drops
and
drink it down with water. It'll protect you against
very
viruses.
Strong. If people have a little problem with that, just mix it with a juice or something. I know it's not the best, but that's what I do if I can't get it down. You know?
Yeah, take it with water.
That's it.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. On open mic, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. Thank you so much for listening. 117,036 was the last number I remember. We're climbing.
No, it was climbing.
Going up.
Let me quickly get it. 39 instead of 36. I think.
All right.
Yeah.
117,039.
Correct.
Thank you for listening. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.